Have you been listening to us talking? Welcome to your sanamat. I guess you have been listening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is always we are aware of your conversations as you come together. Still, my dear friends, you find yourselves absorbed with the ways of your earthly world. I wish to say one thing to remind you of what each individual's life should be, no matter where their status lies, whether it be, as you say, with too many earthly gifts, or whether you belong to those who suffer and are without the very fruits of existence. I say to you all, my dear friends, what has happened to living in this moment? Because whilst you are concerned about all of these matters, you are foregoing your own lives. Do you understand?
Yes.
I would like you all to think a little more deeply about this matter. I have told you so often all really that you can achieve and what you should do is to give your thoughts and love for all, not to distinguish between your brothers, but to love all people, no matter the circumstances, and for yourselves to live in the moment, and in this way you move forward with knowledge and with love. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
It does indeed. I know that some find it more difficult to love those who are involved in the fighting and the bombing. But I know your statement also refers to those soul aspects.
Yes, you must allow each and everyone to exist within this world, whether you agree or not. This is a very big ask of anyone. But I want you, my dear friends, to think about the words I have said to you, and begin to understand that what you must do is place all of these difficulties into the Creator's hands. The answer therefore lies with that creative force. And mankind at this moment in time is refusing to listen to to that inner voice. We know and understand, my dear friends, the heartache that is caused. And of course we would wish for a good life for all people, but that is not for you to pass judgment upon. Your love must surpass all things. You must turn to the great creative force and allow that force to take care of all that happens within your world.
Yes, unfortunately, it has been a human trait to, when hit, strike back.
Yes.
But I recall a phrase from the Bible about turning the other cheek, and perhaps that would be more appropriate.
Yes. Again, we have to. There is so much still to do within your world. But, my dear friends, I wish you to continue to be uplifted, to feel love for all of your fellow man, not just those people that you feel deserve your love, but for all people, for all those, especially those you feel have done wrong. They too need your love and your prayers.
Yes.
So think about these words at this time and see how your discussion goes when you really feel and become part of this earthly world, with all of its what you call problems.
Yes, one feels there are certain people who have worked themselves into a position from which they are able to make improvements within our world. And I've always felt that it's appropriate to give those people support. How would you comment on that?
There is nothing wrong in giving support, but what you are doing, my dear friend, is making selection when indeed that should never happen. What you are doing is passing judgment upon many others. Do you see what I am saying to you?
Yes.
You are selecting those to have your backing, and that is never right. No matter how harsh these words may seem, I feel that I have to say to you, love for mankind is for all of mankind.
Yes.
There can be no exceptions. After all, the great creative force is all love.
Yes, that would seem to imply also a neutrality, where the workings of society are concerned.
Yes. Mankind should be working towards unity, not whether one side of people are evil and another is good. There is good and evil in all men. I do not hesitate in saying this, but that is why you need to find the spirit which you are, with that all unending love that is within it. Only then can you look to yourself and say that you love all of your fellow man. I do not say this is easy, my friends. It is not. I understand quite well the workings of your earthly world. But I wish you to think about it. It is easy for me to say what you must do, but by now you should feel that burning in your heart for all of mankind. All of mankind. It is easy, as I have said in the past, to love those people with whom you feel there is a unity, but it is not so easy to love what you call your enemies. After all, if you had two children, and one was very good and one was very naughty, would you make the distinction of loving the good one more? Of course you wouldn't. Your love would go to both of them, and you would help whoever is in need with love. I am making that very small comparison in order for you all to understand. And I am going to leave you with these words this evening, because they mean a great deal. And there are many of those from Spirit who are here to help your world. And they need your help. They need your thoughts. They need your prayers to create love and unity for all of mankind. But do not leave this room feeling so downhearted. Instead, you leave this room feeling uplifted and hopeful for the future.
I do.
Yes. Yeah. That seems to simplify it beautifully.
Again, my dear friend, simplicity has all of the answers.
It is a clear message which you have endorsed with us, Salimat. I hadn't really thought too much about the neutrality that has to go with this love and non-judgment. Thank you.
Yes. You see, my dear friend, too many come to our world who are full of regret. Is it not better that they change whilst they are upon your planet? Of course it is. And that is what we are endeavouring to do. To help them while they are here. No one says it will happen in a second. Of course it will not. And today, mankind is much more used to his brain being superior instead of allowing the spirit to be superior.
Mm-hmm. No, true that. All of us on this planet overthink and overcomplicate with our minds.
Yes. But do you see how words, when they are spoken, can change the way that a person thinks so quickly? But I could only say it to a group such as yourselves, because you are full of love and compassion, my dear friends.
Thank you.
And it brings me great joy each time we are united to speak of these things.
I think one of our, that statement you've just made, that we're full of love and compassion, I think that one of the greatest lessons is recognizing it in yourself.
You have to love yourselves, of course.
To know that you possess that. But
yes.
In modern day life, tends to bombard us with so much information that, like you were saying, it's very easy. You understand what it's like to be human here.
Yes,
for
of
us.
Course.
But that, if we could only remember that first.
If ever you are in doubt, you must go within. You must allow the soul to speak. You must have that outward knowledge. That spirit is eternal. I hope, my dear friends, I have given you a little to think about at this time. And I will take my leave and allow the evening to continue. I, as always, with all of us in spirit, leave our love and upliftment for all of you. May your daily lives be filled with love. May your consciousness be true. And may you allow that great spirit to touch others.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.